101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 646, 32 degrees, and time for our radio homeroom this morning. Taylor and Jack, our Slinger High School student reporters and student council co-presidents, are here in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, nice to see you.
It's gotten a little colder since last time you were here.
A little chilly.
But that's all right, right? I mean, we were in Wisconsin. We're used to it.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly.
So what's going on? Tell us the good news from Slinger High School.
Well, for homecoming, we ended up beating Grafton, which is a big win for us.
And that was awesome.
We continue that. We actually beat Homestead, who was number one in conference. So that was a big win for us. Low-scoring game, but we still pulled it off.
Yeah.
Like 10-3, I think.
Yeah.
All right. And all the activities went smoothly?
Very smoothly. A lot of help because, you know, we have 40 members this year, so the dance is really easy to, you know, set up and clean up. So that was fun.
And you had the tailgate party before the game?
Yeah, that was at Community Park,
yeah,
downtown Slinger. So a lot of people showed up for that. There's some clubs there that that set up some tables to, you know, get the community aware of what they're doing. So that was fun too.
Okay, and so all went well.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And now you've got a big event coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes, we have Walk United coming up this Saturday. We're very excited. We did a little promotional video yesterday. That was a good time. It starts at 8:30 at the schools. I believe people are going to start meeting there, and then at 9 we'll start walking.
And this is a deal with all the high schools in Washington County,
yes,
right?
Besides Germantown.
Germantown, yeah, okay. They're not.
Okay, but the idea is that the high school principals were in charge of the United Way fundraiser this,
yes,
year.
Yep.
And so that's what they're doing. Each school's doing their walk, and then everybody meets at Fair Park,
yes,
later,
at
right?
Yes, at Washington,
mm-hmm,
Fair Park.
Everybody takes a bus there.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think there'll still be some, like, games and
socializing.
Just coming together, showing.
Just a fun event. Yeah. Then all the money goes to United Way, and then the United Way is kind of like a center hub for donations, so that they kind of spread it out through the county.
Right, right.
Yes.
So it spins out and benefits a lot of people in the county.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right. And you guys going to be there?
I will be there. There's also 250 other participants, I think.
Yeah, from
so it's a
Bellevue.
Big number
oh,
for us.
Yeah.
A lot,
wow,
of people, yeah. We're pretty happy with those results.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what else is going on?
The musical is going to be happening in a few weeks. The dates are October 31st, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. They're
for
doing Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. And
yeah.
Is that the Disney version, basically? I think it must be. Huh?
It has to be. I have no idea what. I'm assuming the musical version of just like all the songs that the
yeah,
Disney
so I
did.
I would think so. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And this is what, the second year that the new Performing Arts,
yes,
Center has been available.
Very proud,
right,
of that. Yeah, it's
they
fun.
Really. I mean, we had a choir concert last night. It's a great facility to be in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
Very modern. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is going on?
We have two student council members and a third person from our school going to the state tennis tournament. So
okay,
it's the first time in a while, I think. I think last year the same doubles team went, Casey O'Hearns and Jesse Lambeau. Then we also have Taylor Rhodes going for singles.
Oh, cool.
Yes, so that's big news for Slinger.
Okay. And other teams, cross-country team, typically does very well.
Yeah, Cale Grotenhouse, one of our student council members, he ran a 15:42 and won his last race by like a minute almost.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's won every single match he's ran in so far. So
okay.
Very impressive.
He's broken his record like three times.
Okay.
Just keeps on going.
Just keeps breaking his own record.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that works.
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening?
I mean, in a few weeks, we're going to start, when the leaves start falling, I mean, I think it looks like they already are,
yeah,
we have the fall yard cleanup for that student council does, so community members just ask us for help, and then all of us, like, split up into different teams, and we go rake the lawns, that, like, you know, of people that maybe can't do that.
Sure.
So, it's
a nice
full day.
A nice community service
full
day.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We all get together and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
I mean, a little later, everything kind of slows down after homecoming, because homecoming is a lot. Like, the whole week of homecoming, we have meetings every day, so meetings start to slow down. We don't really have anything until fall yard cleanup, and then we have, after that, there's some babysitting activities. Oh, we have a food drive after the November 11th through the 14th.
Okay.
The food goes, so there's just the Slinger food pantry. You kind of just do it through the schools, and then everything's just directly donated after that week.
Is this one of those deals where the classes compete with each other?
Yeah. I think it's either classes or grade levels, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, we normally figure that out coming into the next few weeks, what kind of competition we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a cans for cupcakes kind of thing, where just the winners get cupcakes or some sort of treat. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. And you guys have, you get to sleep in on Friday. Or do you? I know there's no school, but are you guys sleeping in on Friday? Or
will not be sleeping in on Friday. I'm actually going to go sit on some lectures in Madison. So that'll be really fun for me. I'm excited for that.
Little college sampling.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. Have a gritty burger for me.
I will. I will. They're good.
All right. And what about you? Are you sleeping in, or are you going to be out and about, Taylor?
Gosh, I do not know if I will be. I think when the day comes, I'll see if I'm sleeping in. I don't have plans as of now.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. So, all right. Then coming up, we've got all kinds of stuff once we get into winter sports coming up, too.
We have one more thing. We have a volleyball home game tonight.
Tonight for our seniors.
Seniors night. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
We have a lot of seniors on the team, like the whole starting lineup. Well, a few of them aren't.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elise Drifka just broke the school record for one season of assists.
Most assists, yeah.
Most assists in season.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, she's at like 2,000 something now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. 40 per game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then we talked a little bit, Thanksgiving break is coming up. You got any big plans for that?
Not yet. Probably have some projects to do for school.
Yep, projects, homework.
It's typical homework weekend.
Right. All right. Anything else, you guys?
That's about it.
I don't think
so. All right. Well, again, Jack and Taylor, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
And hope all goes well for the walk on Saturday, and you guys raise a bunch of money for the United Way.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Eagles or Chubby Checker?
Eagles.
Eagles.
All right. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.